Have you ever noticed that God's plan for your life may not always be what you expected? Well, nonetheless, His plans are always good. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Amber Albee Swenson talks about what she calls God's divine interruptions.
I think one of the most exciting things about being a Christian is leaving room for God's interruptions, because my whole life has been a series of me deciding I'm going to go this way and God tapping me on the shoulder and saying, actually not, let's go this way instead. And so now as I get older and He interrupts my life and things just aren't working, now I say, like the Apostle Paul, who was trying to go into Asia and God kept blocking him, I'm more likely to say, okay, God, give me the vision of where you want me to go and what you want me to do.
And growing in her faith journey has included growing deeper in her prayer life as well.
These days, my prayer life is very different than it was when I was younger. I think I used to look at God as more of my genie in the bottle. And as my relationship with Him has grown, I've realized that when you look at God as your genie in the bottle, when He doesn't give you what you think you need, then you're setting yourself up to just be so discontented with Him. These days, my prayer life is rooted in the Word. As I'm reading the Word, I'm continually journaling my prayers. And in doing that, I'm aligning myself up with God's will in my life. But prayer is so much deeper than just saying to God, I think I need this, or I think I want this, or could you heal this person? It really is that relationship.
Yes, walking in a close relationship with God is key to following His lead as He intervenes in your daily life. Do you want to learn more about walking with God? Go to makingyourlifecount.com.